news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's got that forecast with a dry front in the mix. That's on the way. First, we'll catch traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, starting to see heavier traffic along Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin, and 65 again to construction. It's got a mile stretch of Museum Drive closed between Gallier Drive and PFC John B. New Street. It's going to be just south of Langham Park for the next 2 weeks. That construction starts today. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Some breakfast folks here on the text line that eat their breakfast regularly, not just three times a week like that survey said. Well, the Crypto Marine said he's probably eaten coffee before. He said, when I was out on the USS Ranger, the chief in charge of our shop didn't allow us to have a coffee filter, so their coffee was chewy. They told them that was their daily fiber. It's like a Marine. Marine would have coffee grounds as daily... daily fiber. So a little more on this. I want to get headlines with Kelly. She's waiting. But the favorite breakfast for those who are eating breakfast on a regular basis here, eggs and cereal, 42% in the survey. Also said bacon's on their top go-to breakfast options. Only 42%?
That's despicable.
Now, I can't get my hands on it all the time, but if it was available, would you ever say no to bacon?
I don't think I ever have. I think in the history of being asked if I would like some of this bacon, I've always said, yeah, of course, give me the bacon.
People say, no bacon for me. 29% of people surveyed like avocado toast. I like avocado and I like toast. I don't think I've put them together before, though. And also said here, people who eat breakfast work an average of 50 minutes longer before they need a snack break. And people who enjoy sweet breakfast foods like waffles are more likely to listen to pop music, watch action movies, and wake up early and prefer dogs over cats. I don't where they get that kind of information, I don't know. I think it's one of these things that if I didn't work these hours, that I probably wouldn't. When I used to work in afternoon radio decades ago, didn't eat breakfast. I'd just get up and do things and just have lunch, and then go on with my day. But yeah, when you get up at 3-something in the morning, you have to have something to look forward to, so breakfast is on the list.
Yeah, I go through periods where I will eat breakfast and then won't eat breakfast, so sometimes I call it
fasting.
That's
when we get cranky, Dalton.
But really, if you eat lunch at 9 a.m., I mean, technically, you're eating breakfast still, right?
That's right. If you ever have to go, are y'all serving lunch yet? You might have worked in morning radio. All right, 7:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news from the state of Alabama when it comes to the Alabama Department of Labor. As late last week, it was announced the state has set several economic records in June for high employment and low unemployment. Here are some of the highlights. All 67 counties saw declines in their over-the-year unemployment rates, with drops ranging from half a percentage point to more than 3 percentage points. Alabama also saw its second highest average weekly earnings in history for the month of June, with workers earning $44.76 more per week than a year ago and $21.91 more than the previous month. Alabama's unemployment rate last month was 3.5%, a new record, beating the previous low of 3.7%, and the state reported more than 2.1 million people as employed. The number of people counted as unemployed, well, that dropped to a new record low of 79,378. That's a drop of 9,853 people from exactly 1 year ago. A Georgia man says that he has contracted a flesh-eating infection after visiting Panama City Beach. Tony Meredith and his wife reported that he developed flu-like symptoms about 5 days after returning back home. Initially, doctors thought he had a kidney infection, but later diagnosed him as having a flesh-eating condition, which can be contracted by bacteria found in water. The family told news station WDHN that he believes that he contracted the infection through a barely noticeable scratch below his knee. He's right now being treated and is expected to recover. Just last week, Bay County, Florida officials did advise people to use caution before entering the water, particularly if they had breaks, cuts, or sores in the skin. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Great news as I nursed the cuts in my hand and where the shrimp horn broke off in my middle finger in my left hand. And
You got to be Vibrio alert.
I've doused it with all kind of stuff and, you know, trying to keep it open and done a little, you know, medic work there on the boat and stuff. But it's, those stories, it's like hitting all over the Gulf Coast on the Vibrio. And then you have the beach shutdowns and all that kind of stuff. Hey, on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with something we don't talk about. I don't know that we ever talked about a cold front in July, but we are now. A cold front, really a dry front coming into our neck of the woods. He gives us details coming up around 7:35. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound. Red, white, or black grapes, 99 cents per pound. And jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. This has been a deadly year for boaters in Alabama, the deadliest in two decades. Boating accidents in the first 6.5 months of 2019 have killed 25 people, the most since 1998. In July alone, 12 crashes in the state resulted in 6 deaths. Mobile police are searching for the gunman in a weekend shooting. A 25-year-old man was shot at Jefferson Place Apartments on Texas Street Sunday afternoon. He was rushed to the hospital. We are told he is stable. The Sunbelt Conference Media Day is happening today in New Orleans. South Alabama will be represented by head coach Steve Campbell. He'll be joined by running back Trey Minter and defensive lineman Tyree Turner. The Mississippi Gaming Commission gave the green light to a company hoping to build a new casino on the Gulf Coast. State officials gave site approval on Friday to the Cure Land Company. The plan is for the casino to have 40,000 square feet of gambling space and a 300-room hotel. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes about poolscapes. What is a poolscape?
Essentially, the landscaping around a pool, not just plants or trees, shrubs, flowers. It really is the hardscape around it. Pavers, patios, walkways. If you need a wall around a poolscape, it really does help. Really, it's hot this time of year, so we're putting in lots of shade structures like pergolas or sail shades, not just palm trees to add shade, but, you know, physical structures. And then we do come in after that and add trees and shrubs and grass and flowers to soften all of that up and make it fit into the rest of the landscape.
But y'all are bringing in the physical structures as well, like the shade sails and the pergola.
It's a really important aspect of the work that we do, and we try to think of everything from the architecture of the house and what's going on, how you're going to use the space. It's just an important part of the program that we implement.
All right, we're going to make our pool literally and figuratively cooler. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. Any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can give us a call, 251-626-3309.
An Irishman wins the Open Championship at his home course in Northern Ireland. Kevin Harvick gets his first NASCAR win of the season, and 6 new names join the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. We start in golf, where Shane Lowry dominated the weekend to win the Open Championship at Royal Portrush by 6 strokes.
And Ireland's Shane Lowry is an Open champion at Royal Portrush.
It's the first major tournament title in Lowry's career. The Irishman shot a third-round 63 on Saturday, which gave him a 4-stroke lead entering the final round on Sunday. Lowry carded a 1-over par 72 yesterday, but the rest of the field also had a tough day on the course, and Lowry ended up winning by 6 strokes at 15-under for the tournament.
To be able to go home this evening, like, I'm home now, like, do you know what I mean? To be able to win it at home, and it was just so easy for people to make the trip up to watch me, and, you know, to be able to go out and celebrate with local people is just, yeah, it's obviously very nice.
Tommy Fleetwood finished in second place at 9-under par, followed by Tony Finau in third at 7-under. Lowry is the first Irish winner of the Open since Padraig Harrington won in 2008, and it was only the third time in 40 years that the Open Championship winner won by six shots or more. Louis Oosthuizen won by seven strokes at St. Andrews back in 2010, and before that, Tiger Woods won at St. Andrews in 2000 by eight strokes. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin to win the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway yesterday. It's Harvick's first win of the season and his fourth career win at New Hampshire. Kyle Busch led the most laps, leading 118 of 301, followed by Denny Hamlin, who led for 113 laps. But it only matters how you finish, and Kevin Harvick led the final 41, including after the final restart, where he took off to cross the finish line just over 0.2 of a second ahead of Hamlin. In some sad NASCAR news yesterday, the Colleague Racing Team announced that veteran crew chief Nick Harrison has passed away at the age of 37. Harrison was the crew chief for Justin Haley's number 11 Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series, and he had just called the car's 13th place finish on Saturday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Right now, no cause of death is available. A Colleague Racing spokesperson said that further details will be provided as they come. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 7-1. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit his 23rd homer of the season, and Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 24th of the season in yesterday's win. The Braves and Nationals split the four-game series 2-2 over the weekend, and Atlanta preserved their 6.5-game lead in the NL East over Washington. Six new names joined the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday in Cooperstown. Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Lee Smith, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, and Harold Baines were all inducted into the Hall of Fame. The crowd was estimated at 55,000 people, the second largest ever for an induction ceremony. Brandi Halladay spoke on behalf of her late husband, Roy Halladay, who died at the age of 40 in a November 2017 plane crash.
I know how honored Roy would be to be sitting here today with such accomplished men who have represented this game so well over the course of all of your careers. Thank you for being such a good example to him and to supporting him in his career and all of his efforts.
Tough moment yesterday in Cooperstown. Also, longtime Yankees closing pitcher Mariano Rivera was, fittingly, the final speaker yesterday. He spoke about how happy he was to spend his entire career with the Yankees.
It's a privilege and honor to just be part of one organization. I did it with dignity, with honor and pride. I tried to carry the pinstripes the best that I could. I think I did it right with that.
Rivera was a 13-time All-Star. He helped the Yankees win 5 World Series titles and 7 American League pennants during his 19-year career. With one final shot from the cannon, yesterday the 86th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo came to a close. And they set a new record this year with over 4,200 entries in this year's tournament. Here's some of the category winners from this weekend. Matt Glenn won the Barracuda category at 34.05 pounds. Kramer Volkman won the Blackfin Tuna category at 24.16 pounds. For the Blackfish category, Triple Tail, Henry Gentry won with a 23.55 pound haul. For the King Mackerel category, Team Relentless 2 brought in 66.94 pounds. And for the Speckled Trout category, Team Blazer Bay at 7.32 pounds. Sean, I know in your bet with Captain Bobby Abruscato, you had it pegged at 7.4.
So.
About as close as you can get. And I know you'll be collecting your winnings from Bobby here soon.
Yeah, we were hanging out this weekend. I was already talking trash before the weighing was done. So
that's
thank
awesome.
Goodness I won.
For the big Crane Works Red Snapper jackpot, Ryan Kennedy won a close one, 26.28 pounds.
Yeah, let's talk about how close it is. Let's run through. Here are the top three. Ryan Kennedy's 26.28. Darren Mosley, second place, 26.16. Larry Havens, third place, 26.13. And Jeffrey Boyd in fourth place, 26.11. I mean, that's just... That's just a snapper that had eaten breakfast or not eaten breakfast.
And tying that into a conversation this morning, yeah. Those are fasting snappers, the ones that ended up in second and third place. But a Ryan Kennedy snapper had a nice big breakfast before he hauled it onto the boat. So that brings it in, the 86th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Also brings an end to this morning's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our own backyard. Only 1 week remains in the 2019 ASBA softball season. Check out the battle for the playoffs yourself with doubleheaders almost every night this week in Satsuma. Find out more info on scheduling and tickets at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks in Theodore now carries one of the few fishing kayak brands designed, manufactured, and assembled in America, Crescent Kayaks. This fantastic brand is a great addition to their full line of kayaks, paddleboards, and accessories, and has a global reputation for durable, user-friendly designs at exceptional values, featuring super steady chair seating, Yak Attack gear tracks and mighty mounts, plenty of storage, and tracks very well with a trolling motor-ready transom. Shop Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks to get on the water today in Theodore and on Facebook.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far. No delays as you're traveling across the Bayway from the 1065 split through Tillman's Corner in Theodore. Old Pass Cagoula, Theodore Dawes Road, and Highway 90 all running smooth so far this morning. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino, we've heard about the faulty 3M earplug cases out there. How do y'all prove people have had damages?
This is a very unique case. We can look at a person's history diagnostically. And what I mean by that is we take every hearing test, they're called audiograms, through the service member's history. And everyone has a baseline audiogram before they're allowed to enter the military. And you can't have bad hearing and go in the military. We're seeing that everybody has fine hearing when they enter the military. And then we track every single audiogram. We chart it out and we create this really cool, unique graph that shows that when 2003 came along and they were issued these earplugs, their hearing just plummeted. And we're seeing that time and time again through actual audiograms. And that's an objective test. You can't argue with that.
All right. So how do we get a personalized assessment of our damages?
All you have to do is call Taylor Martino. You can find our number by Googling Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Just want to add on too that they postponed the kids tournament that's usually the week before the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament for the kids. That's going on this Saturday with the JCs. So they thought they were done, but yet they got another week of work to do on this. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of our nation's capital this morning, as a bill to pass the federal minimum wage does move forward to the tune of $15 per hour by the year 2025. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Raise the Wage Act by a vote of 231 to 199. All Alabama Republican lawmakers, though, opposed the measure. A sole Democrat, Terry Sewell, she voted in favor of the bill. So right now, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour and has been since the year 2009. Alabama is one of 18 states where workers earn at or below the federal minimum wage. This new bill would increase minimum wage to $8.40 per hour this year, and then gradually over the next 6 years until it reaches the $15 mark. Then, after 2025, the bill would tie to median wages to account for inflation. It would also do away with a separate minimum wage standard for tipped employees. The bill now moves to the Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not expected to support the measure. But if he does and the bill passes, President Donald Trump has already announced his plans to veto the measure. More than $10,000 has been raised to help find a missing school teacher. 26-year-old Kelsey Starling was from Troy and worked as a speech-language pathologist at the Birmingham City Schools. She's been missing since a 4th of July boat crash on Smith Lake. She was a passenger on a boat which crashed into another boat. The boat she was on was driven by 23-year-old William Jackson Fite of Decatur. He was arrested on a charge of boating under the influence and later released on a $2,000 bond. Five other people were also injured as well. Aaliyah has searched the waters for more than 2 weeks, and they have announced that they are ending their daily formal searches. But the good news is this week, the Winston County EMA, they have specialty sonars out of Dothan and Florida, and they're scheduled to resume the search for Kelsey. The family is requesting that if you can't afford to donate, that they do appreciate your prayers that Kelsey will be found. The goal is $20,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 726, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about that inventory, Larry.
Bunches of inventory. We've got a great selection, as always, of trucks. You know, we got all kinds of trucks, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, diesels, crew cabs, contender cabs, regular cabs. So we got a great selection of those, tremendous selection of cars, and then third-seat sport utilities.
You know, those third-seat vehicles start coming to the attention when people go, you know what, next month I got to start hauling kids back to school. I need a vehicle that can take all of them and have room for groceries and soccer and football stuff.
Yes, and we got a great selection. You know, we even got mid-sized third-seaters. So
those are real popular.
Those are real popular.
Maybe because you get a little better gas mileage, a little easier to park.
Yes. You're correct. You know your inventory.
That's right. Well, I know your inventory, which is huge at the now expanded LCM. Tell folks how to come find you, talk financing, and look at that selection of vehicles.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 727. Oh, speaking of his partner, David, just put a video there of a rainbow this morning, and I don't know if it's your the fact that you were talking about, you know, a tournament in Ireland, mm-hmm. golf tournament with an Irish winner, but there's a rainbow and maybe a pot of gold joke.
Yeah, I think that worked out perfectly. The rainbow over Mobile with Shane Lowry winning the Open Championship yesterday. I know most people thought the Irishman that would win the Open Championship would go by the name of Rory McIlroy.
Right.
But it was another guy from Ireland, Shane Lowry, who won yesterday. So pretty cool to see all of the people there in Northern Ireland cheer on one of their fellow countrymen as he brought it home at the Open Championship.
That wasn't far for, like you said, for people to go celebrate, which I idea how that was done.
Some nearby pubs, I'm sure, did pretty well last night as far as business goes.
Hey, did you see business over the weekend? The Lion King shattering records. Lion King had a record-setting debut at the box office, scoring $185 million.
Oh, man.
This ain't bad for some lions and other planes game and critters there. The Avengers Endgame finally slipped past Avatar to become the highest grossing movie of all time worldwide. The big story, I guess, the news story over the weekend was the Lion King. For past weekend, the new Lion King movie made $185 million. First weekend out, $531 million worldwide. It set records as the biggest domestic opening of all time for a Disney remake, biggest Disney opening of all time outside Marvel and Lucasfilm, biggest domestic launch ever for a PG movie, biggest July opening of all time, and the ninth biggest domestic opening of all time. Not bad for some live-action critters out there. Who needs actors when you just some animals? All right, 7:30, we'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A tree fell onto a truck, killing the driver over the weekend. This happened Sunday on Highway 43, about 8 miles north of Grove Hill. Troopers say 36-year-old Clinton Green was traveling south when the tree fell onto the cab of his truck. He died at the scene. We do not know what caused the tree to fall. A man says he was shot and robbed after meeting a woman he first interacted with on Facebook. Deputies spoke to the victim at Baptist Hospital early Sunday morning. He says the woman picked him up and drove him to Mobile Highway in Pensacola, where another man was waiting. The victim says he was robbed and shot in his leg. A one-mile stretch of Museum Drive in Mobile will close for drainage work. Drivers will be diverted to Spring Hill Avenue to get around that construction. The closure is expected to affect drivers for 2 weeks. The Sun Belt Conference Media Day is happening today in New Orleans. South Alabama will be represented by head coach Steve Campbell. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Iran has detained 17 Iranian citizens accused of acting as spies for the United States Central Intelligence Agency, according to the country's Ministry of Intelligence. The ministry said some of the 17 will be executed. Correspondent Matthew Chance says the British are planning how they will respond to seizure of a British oil tanker by the Iranians.
It has, according to the most recent television pictures broadcast on Iranian television, an Iranian flag flying over it, and there is absolutely no sign at this stage of any moves underway to either release the vessel or the 23 crew members that have been taken into custody.
Tomorrow, the UK's governing Conservatives will announce the winner of a contest to replace Theresa May as the leader of the party and the country. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected today to take over one of Puerto Rico's busiest highways. The protesters are trying to drive Governor Ricardo Rosselló from office amid numerous points of discontent. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Koshenko with Your Money Now. Still facing thousands of lawsuits over the safety of its signature baby powder after losing several trials, Johnson & Johnson will make a high-stakes attempt to head off future losses in a courtroom battle beginning today. The company is fighting about 14,200 claims that Johnson's baby powder and other J&J talc products cause cancer. Facing stagnant sales of household mainstays from diapers to detergent, the world's biggest consumer products companies are trying to crack the lucrative market for influencer-pitched, millennial-approved skincare products. The Wall Street Journal says household goods makers such as Procter & Gamble, Colgate, and Unilever have begun snapping up skincare startups selling pricey creams, serums, and lotions while relying on Instagram and Sephora, a U.S. beauty chain, to drive sales instead of drugstores and shopping malls. In the past 2 years, consumer products companies acquired nearly a dozen skincare brands, far more activity than in previous years. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the rodeo forecast, offshore forecast was good. I mean, you got closer to some of those storms. It got rough out there, but other than that, the weather was good, and I think the results in the rodeo show a pretty decent marine forecast. Did get some rain over the weekend, though.
Yeah, it did, and there were quite a few thunderstorms on Saturday, a lot better yesterday. We're going to see thunderstorms in the forecast for today, and especially tomorrow. There's really some good news here in the weather picture, because there is a cold front that's now over Missouri. It's headed south, and now it looks like it will make it to the coast and move offshore, and that's going to give us some slightly cooler weather and some dry weather for the middle part of the week. Now, that front will be approaching tomorrow, and we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms tomorrow as that front moves in, and most likely it'll reach our area late tomorrow or tomorrow evening. Now, for today, look for partly cloudy skies with some scattered thunderstorms. We already have a few showers down near the coast this morning and in the south of Mobile County. And today's temperature, well, about 87, 88 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms. And the high temperature tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll see showers, but cooling down into the upper 60s. And then on Wednesday, we clear off. Mostly sunny, lower humidity, and temperatures in the upper 80s, and then down into the mid and upper 60s for Wednesday night. Thursday looks good. Another dry day, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Friday, mostly sunny. A few thunderstorms could develop in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. And then on Saturday, that weather front that's offshore will kind of come back on us as a warm front, and that'll produce numerous showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with high in the upper 80s. Sunday, we'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms, typical weather for this time of the year with a high around 90 degrees. So we've got some dry weather coming in, and it looks like Wednesday and Thursday we have some really nice weather before the humidity comes back Friday and over the weekend.
Now, this is sometimes happens to us in August, but here in July, this is kind of rare to have a dry front make it to the coast.
Yeah, it's really hard to find it in July. You're right. In August, usually we get a little bit of a treat there and get an early sort of a touch of autumn. But when you start getting temperatures in the upper 60s or mid-60s, that's record country for this time of the year. The records are generally in the mid and upper 60s, so we may end up either tying or breaking a record, and that is for tomorrow night and also for Wednesday night.
I like that. Okay, let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
There is a tropical wave now over the eastern Bahamas, relatively small, and it's not going to be a problem. It's going to eventually go to the northeast because of that cold front coming down the coast. And there's another tropical wave trying to move off the African coast. We've got several of those. They haven't been very successful in developing. That's fine. And but this one, we'll watch it. It could possibly make it out into the Atlantic, and we'll be tracking that for some time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams with you every morning, every midday, every afternoon, overnight, and of course, watching the tropics all hurricane season long for us here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Kelly Finley's got headlines, Dalton Orwig's got sports, Kano update us on traffic in just a second, right here on Mobile Mornings.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Cindy Grosso of the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Cindy Grosso sees people's light bulbs go on when she gives presentations on the importance of manners, etiquette, and protocol. They're realizing what happened in past situations when things may have gone poorly. Manners, etiquette, and protocol is the grease that lubricates social gatherings. It's the polish that makes the individual shine. Per Cindy, these things give people the skill of confidence to keep them from being the best-kept secret in their field. It's a fascinating conversation. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the Pizzit Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. We've got one they're just clearing off of I-65 southbound at the 27-mile marker with possible injuries. Pickup truck with the trailer hit the inside center guardrail. Just happened, officers are arriving on the scene. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in on the sports front and the specifically golf front with Dalton. Right now, let's catch headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New numbers are in for the 2020 Alabama Senate race, and current Senator Democrat Doug Jones, his numbers are down. The approval rating for the senator is the ninth lowest of all senators. Morning Consult conducted this poll and says that Senator Jones's approval rating in the second quarter of the year was 39%. That's down 1 percentage point from the previous quarter's results. His current disapproval rating was 37%, with 24% undecided. That's compared to 35% and 25% respectively in the previous poll. Now, on the other side of the aisle, Senator Republican Richard Shelby, well, his numbers are in, and his numbers when it comes to the approval rating, 45% compared to a disapproval rating of 29% with 25% undecided. Mr. Shelby's approval ratings were the 43rd highest. The most popular senators based on approval ratings were Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and third, Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont. The least popular senators based on approval ratings were Republican Tom Tillis from North Carolina, Democrat Bob Menendez from New Jersey, and third, Democrat Gary Peters from Michigan. Unsafe conditions, that's what shut down an Alabama jail, forcing 23 prisoners to be moved to another county. The Choctaw County Sheriff tells WTOK-TV that all 23 prisoners at the jail in Butler have been moved to the Clark County Jail in Grove Hill. The issue, according to the sheriff, are leaks that have occurred over years, causing the building's foundation to shift, and the decision was made for safety reasons. The Choctaw County Jail, meantime, well, they were closed for renovations and plumbing repairs for 3 years. County commissioners are expected to meet today to discuss possible solutions. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 and Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal. This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile. Shop in our relaxing environment where you can sample products and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greeley today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. This has been a deadly year for boaters in Alabama, the deadliest in two decades. Boating accidents in the first 6.5 months of 2019 have killed 25 people, the most since 1998. In July alone, 12 crashes in the state resulted in 6 deaths. Mobile police are searching for the gunman in a weekend shooting. A 25-year-old man was shot at Jefferson Place Apartments on Texas Street Sunday afternoon. He was rushed to the hospital. We are told he is stable. The Sun Belt Conference Media Day is happening today in New Orleans. South Alabama will be represented by head coach Steve Campbell. He'll be joined by running back Trey Minter and defensive lineman Tyree Turner. The Mississippi Gaming Commission gave the green light to a company hoping to build a new casino on the Gulf Coast. State officials gave site approval on Friday to the Cure Land Company. The plan is for the casino to have 40,000 square feet of gambling space and a 300-room hotel. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
An Irishman wins the Open Championship in Northern Ireland on his home course. Kevin Harvick gets his first NASCAR win of the season, and 6 new names join the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in golf this morning with Shane Lowry dominated the weekend to win the Open Championship at Royal Portrush by 6 strokes.
Ireland's Shane Lowry is an Open champion at Royal Portrush.
It's the first major tournament title in Lowry's career. The Irishman shot a third round 63 on Saturday, which gave him a 4-stroke lead entering the final round Sunday. Lowry carded a 1-over par 72 yesterday, but the rest of the field also had a tough day on the course, and Lowry ended up winning by 6 strokes at 15 under for the tournament.
To be able to go home this evening, like, I'm home now, like, do you know what I mean? To be able to win it at home, and it was just so easy for people to make the trip up to watch me, and, you know, to be able to go out and celebrate with local people is just, it's obviously very nice.
Tommy Fleetwood finished in second place at 9-under par, followed by Tony Finau in third at 7-under. Lowry, the first Irish winner of the Open since Padraig Harrington won back in 2008, and it was only the third time in 40 years that the Open Championship winner won by 6 shots or more. Louis Oosthuizen won by 7 strokes at St. Andrews back in 2010. And before that, Tiger Woods won at St. Andrews in 2000 by 8 strokes. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin to win the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday. It's Harvick's first win of the season and his 4th career win at New Hampshire. Kyle Busch led the most laps, 118 of 301, followed by Denny Hamlin, who led for 113 laps. But it's all about how you finish, and Harvick led the final 41, including after the final restart, where he took off to cross the finish line just over 0.2 of a second ahead of Hamlin. In some sad NASCAR news yesterday, the Kaulig Racing Team announced that veteran crew chief Nick Harrison has passed away at the age of 37. Harrison was the crew chief for Justin Haley's number 11 Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series. He had just called the car's 13th place finish on Saturday there at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Right now, no cause of death has been revealed. A Kaulig Racing spokesperson said further details would be provided as they come. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 7-1. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit his 23rd home run of the season, and Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 24th of the season in yesterday's win. The Braves and Nationals split the four-game series 2-2 over the weekend, and Atlanta preserved their 6.5-game lead in the NL East over Washington. Six new names were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday: Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Lee Smith, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, and Harold Baines were all inducted into the Hall in Cooperstown. The crowd was estimated at 55,000. It's the second largest ever for an induction ceremony. Brandi Halladay spoke on behalf of her late husband, Roy Halladay, who died at the age of 40 in a November 2017 plane crash.
I know how honored Roy would be to be sitting here today with such accomplished men who have represented this game so well over the course of all of your careers. Thank you for being such a good example to him and to supporting him in his career and all of his efforts.
A sobering moment yesterday in Cooperstown. Longtime Yankees closing pitcher Mariano Rivera was fittingly the final speaker yesterday. He spoke about how happy he was to spend his entire career with the Yankees.
It's a privilege and honor to just be part of one organization. I did it with dignity, with honor and pride. I tried to carry the pinstripes the best that I could. I think I did it right with that.
Rivera was a 13-time All-Star. He helped the Yankees win 5 World Series titles and 7 American League pennants during his 19-year career. With the final cannon shot yesterday, came to an end the 86th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo on Dauphin Island. They set a new record this year with over 4,200 entries in this year's tournament. Some of the category winners from this weekend: in the Barracuda category, Matt Glenn won with 34.05 pounds. In the Blackfin Tuna category, Kramer Volkman was the winner, 24.16 pounds. For Blackfish, a.k.a. Triple Tail, Henry Gentry, 23.55 pounds. In the King Mackerel category, Team Relentless 2, they won at 66.94 pounds. In the Speckled Trout category, Team Blazer Bay won with 7.32 pounds. I believe Sean called his guess was 7.4 pounds for the winning Speckled Trout, so congrats to Sean. And in the Big Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot category, a close one, but Ryan Kennedy came out on top with a 26.28 pound catch. And that brings to an end the 86th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Also brings to an end the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident southbound 65 at the 27-mile marker. Got a pickup truck with a trailer hitting inside center guardrail. Beyond that, we've had a pretty good ride. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're clear. No real delays across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope looking like it's a good ride in. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, if you've been in an accident, trust the professionals at Bay City Collision. Find them on Facebook and call 666-6500. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
What a mess that is. Got a picture on the text line at 343-0106. 343-0106. Thanks, Geronimo. But my gosh, that you got that trailer just covering both lanes, in both lanes there on the span across the Mobile Tensaw Delta before you get to the Dolly Parton Bridge there on the low-rise section. It's laying on its side there, so that's going to be a lot of cleanup. That's southbound, so coming from like Baymanette or Stockton, heading towards Axis Creola in there. All right, 7:55, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your financial news this morning, a popular women's store announces they're closing even more of their doors. Nationwide, the changes kicked in last month, with more recently announced for the next 2 months. Dress Barn has more than 600 locations, and by the end of this year, all will be closed. 9 stores in July, 53 in August, they will all close. 25 locations closed in June. There's one store in Alabama located in Huntsville, at the Valley Bend at Jones Farm. They will close in August. Going out of business sales are currently underway, they say, at the location set for closure. CEO of the company says, quote, "We encourage customers to take advantage of deeper discounts, shop early for the best selection, and use any outstanding gift cards. Our teams remain committed to providing our customers the same great experience, both in-store and online, while offering them even better deals and value." Dress Barn currently operates 625 stores across the country with more than 6,400 employees. It's a great week to enjoy delicious food and support a great cause. This Wednesday, the Bay Bites Food Truck Festival zooms into town at Cooper Riverside Park. It's hosted by the Mobile Baykeepers Young Advisory Council Leadership Committee. Bay Bites is designed to raise awareness about the group's mission for clean water, clean air, and healthy communities. All are welcome from 5 to 9 p.m. to enjoy food trucks, craft beer and wine, live music, lawn games, and entertainment for the kiddos as well. Again, that's this Wednesday. Admission is $20 in advance or $25 at the gate. If you'd like more information, go to mobilebaykeeper.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Now, I don't know a whole bunch, but from a male perspective, a trained husband's perspective, the fact that it was called Dress Barn, it might have led to the demise. I don't know, but the, you know, dress pavilion,
boutique
have been fine. Dress chic or whatever, that would dress barn, just beer barn, good.
Mm-hmm.
Gun barn, good. Tractor barn, good. Dress barn, not good. 7:57, FM Talk 106.5, hour number 3. Coming up, turning up your voice, want to hear from you. 343-0106. 343-0106. We'll be right back.